Hello, everyone. Welcome back to From the Hip with Dawn Burke. So, wait a minute. Someone said I should say curated by Dawn Burke.
Ooh, curated.
That voice you hear is Talisa Johnson, who is an intern here with us this summer.
Yay.
And she's family.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Rattlers.
Rattlers for life. So,
Shout out to all the FAMU people that are possibly listening.
All of them. And we want all of you that are listening to tell others to listen, because, I mean, you got two FAMU and sitting right here talking about the stuff that we know you want to talk about.
Yeah, we know you care.
We know
I
you care,
so I know you care.
Well, because, you know, we're one mind. You know, excellence with caring. Oh my God, did I start out like that? Anyway, so you know how we do. We're going to jump right in. Your fearless leader.
I don't even. Okay. Your fearless leader. Not our.
Fearless.
Okay. A fearless leader.
A fearless leader. President Trump, bless his heart, has offended sensibilities again.
Okay.
I'm going to put it that way because I try to maintain some sort of neutrality here.
Yeah.
I try. But I think he was surprised by the First Lady of France.
I think he may have expected her to be maybe more homely.
Haggish.
Maybe a little.
Because, okay, let's give people some background here.
Right.
Much ado has been made of the fact that the French prime minister is much younger than his wife.
Yes.
Right. And he's been heralded all over for this because it seems like, you know, there's much love there. Nobody knows what's going on behind any closed doors, but it seems like there's much love there, much respect.
Right.
And he adores her. And I guess President Trump kind of maybe saw all of this and had not looked at her, maybe. And when he saw her, when he met her, he was surprised. I always err on the side of caution with these things. Perhaps he was surprised that she was, that she didn't look as if she was hiding a poison apple.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And what did he say to her? He was like,
You
have a nice shape.
You have a, you, he might as well have said, do you work out?
Yeah.
But he didn't.
That's so weird and creepy, though.
It's very creepy.
Even if I was, like, right, on the street and some guy came up to me and was like, oh, like, you have a nice shape or you look like you work out. I'd be like,
something.
I mean,
we need to get the words right because we don't want to be wrong here. But we're telling you how, instead of what the words are, we're telling you how the words would make any woman feel. And Melania was there. Our First Lady was there. And he like grabs her by the arm. And I kept expecting him to twirl her around and maybe check her teeth.
Oh my God. He said, you're in such good shape.
Yeah.
She's in such good physical shape. Beautiful.
Beautiful. And then he turns to her husband.
Oh my God.
He turns to her husband like some locker room talk. He's like, beautiful. And it's like,
okay, like, you did a good job with this one, like, man. This was all you.
This wasn't what I was expecting.
What?
This reminded me of the Carmichael Show episode, RIP, that,
gone too soon.
Right, gone too soon. I need a t-shirt with
right,
like the Carmichael Show cast.
It's like his head in like the clouds. You
right,
have a Photoshop.
Exactly. Which is Gerard Carmichael's. Okay, we're going to get to the Carmichael Show soon. But it was like, for people who, I know there are people out there who don't understand the outrage behind this because, number one, we're outrage fatigue, right?
Right. No, I swear, every New York Times alert that comes to my phone, I feel like I'm having like heart palpitations.
That's because you are.
Like cardiac arrest. Like it's happening.
That's because you are. It's like, okay, I cannot take one more thing.
And it's like every hour on the hour.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I have buried myself in watching Hotel Transylvania's 1 and 2.
Okay.
For like the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You need to decompress. Deserve it.
That and Turbo Fast on Netflix.
Yeah, you need
Turbo Fast is the joint. Y'all need to watch that.
You've been trying to hit me to this for days.
I have been.
I'm just was like, I don't even know what that is. You know, one of these days I'll watch it.
Do you
it.
Remember the movie where the stupid snail got the
Yeah, you were telling me.
And he won the Indy 500.
Right. Well, and it was like cute.
Yeah. But now there's a series. Y'all don't understand. It is soothing for your soul.
Apparently it's lit.
During these tumultuous times, we need this in our lives.
We do need things like that.
Yeah, and I'm just...
I watch a lot more Family Guy now than I did. Because I feel like Family Guy is like as far away from reality as I could possibly get.
But here's the thing. Sometimes even that gets too real.
You know what? You're right. Because Family Guy will drag you.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on. Because I can talk about Family Guy.
Let's move on. Okay, so Bouncy, because that's what I call Beyonce.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Bouncy decides to break the internet by...
Literally was up last night. First of all, I shouldn't have been up that late anyway. No, was up.
No.
I was like, you know what? Let me go on... I don't even really do Instagram like that. Let me go on Instagram and catch up with like...
But you know she does.
What I've been missing. That's all she does.
Right.
Let me catch up with what I've been missing. I just want to see... Literally open my phone and it wasn't even like her post. No. It was like other people posting it for her.
Yeah.
I'm like... What is this? So I immediately, because I was like, nah, this is not even real. It's not real to me until I go to her page
and see it there.
And I see that she posted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I went to her page and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
A month old today.
A month old today.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
And the picture was really cute. She was up against like these flowers. And
I like how she carried the theme.
It was like it came full circle.
And now I'm going to be up front here. I am a stan for Beyonce.
Okay.
I am. Even though I call her Bouncy.
All right.
I'm a stan. I can't help it. She speaks to me in a certain way.
Right.
That some other people don't.
Okay. I wouldn't say that I'm a stan.
Okay.
But I enjoy her music. I wouldn't say I was a stan because there was definitely a point, and people are probably going to attack me for this, but there was a point that I was not that hype off Beyonce's juice. Like, I was just kind of like, okay. Beyonce, like, she makes good music, but I'm not, like, hype. Like, I'm not dying to go buy her tickets. I'm not, like, buying her merch.
I get it.
But now I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Which brings me to...
After Lemonade.
That's what I'm saying. I was just about to say, like, Lemonade was the one where I was really like, wow, I feel that.
Lemonade was her telling all our stories.
Honestly, which is kind of crazy when you think about...
Because she didn't live my life.
How problematic that is on multiple levels.
Her blues ain't like mine.
But
they
it
are.
Is though,
right,
which
exactly.
We learned when 444 came out,
girl,
because it was like, now we have this context. Like, no, Lemonade came out and we were like, okay, all right, like, I get it, I can relate. Like, did she write this just so that I could relate?
Right.
Like, is she just trying to say, like,
is she pandering?
Oh, women, yeah, like, women all go through this, we all deal with these things. But then you're like, oh, when you hear Jay-Z apologizing,
because you were thinking, maybe it's allegory,
right?
Metaphor.
Maybe.
Simile.
Or maybe she just like has had a lot of women around her who have experienced these things. Like, Beyonce doesn't like deal with these things, but we knew Beyonce had like a miscarriage
before, and
different things like
that. And if Halle Berry dealt with it, you know Beyonce dealt with it. So, mm-hmm. You know, it happens.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying. I mean, we got some well-documented stuff here. And now you got Jay. Like, I watched the, behind this documentary.
Oh my God, I want to see that so bad, right?
I got tired of it. We can watch it right now. Y'all can wait. Y'all gonna wait. No, we'll watch it
later.
Yeah,
we'll watch it after.
We won't make y'all wait. But the thing is, it's like he cops to some of this. Somebody, a friend of mine, posited, do you think that they're pulling one over on all of us? They realize that
right,
this
like
is
they're
silly.
Not dealing.
Like she didn't drop a diss record. She dropped a diss visual album on her own husband.
Yeah,
and this is his response record. But no, I think it's real.
I think they actually went through because it makes so much sense for so many things. Like, I think there was a point like, I was listening to something. They were talking about how there was a point where Beyonce randomly like extended her tour. Like, this was back, I want to say like somewhere between like 2008 and like 2012. She like extended her tour like randomly in Europe, and then you hear in 444 Jay-Z talking about how he was chasing her around Europe, like trying to get her back, like he only missed her when she was like you know, overseas, they would like FaceTime all the time.
And she's like, no, I'm gonna go out here where people say they love me.
And then it makes sense when Solange was like beating him in the elevator and his, she was just standing there.
And his line was like, you egging her on.
Yes, because she literally, if you remember the video, Beyonce there. Just moved out of the way. She was just like, okay.
She's like, let me let you get to him,
baby. And Jay-Z was literally... His whole demeanor was just like, okay, just not the face. Like, right, I know what I did, so just chill on me.
I'm gonna take it. Just don't hit my face.
Exactly. Like, just chill. Like, whoa, you two, all right. But then that night, Beyonce went home with Solange. Like, they got, like, so I feel like there have been so many signs. That there have just been issues. And now, like, that we have these two albums, we can see that.
Nobody knows what an album is, so it's okay.
Right. Now that we, now that we have these two bodies of art,
right.
basically we can see, we can just like holistically see the picture of whatever was going on, which is really interesting because they're so like closed off about what's going on.
Exactly.
But this was a very intimate look.
And they've been closed off forever because they didn't even acknowledge they were dating until they got married. And then they didn't acknowledge they were married.
Until she put out like video clips of like their reception. And it was like grainy video that she just like posted. And I'm like, okay, like, is this what this is? Yeah,
it's just, and 444 itself is a work of art that doesn't match Lemonade in scope.
Right.
But I'm telling you, it's the first compilation in years that I've listened to all the way through.
Yeah.
Without, and it's so tightly woven.
Oh my God, yes.
That, you know, those tracks, it isn't filled with filler. And
it's like every single line was purposeful.
Every single line was a girl.
Because that's literally what I was thinking the entire time I was listening. He wasted no bars.
He didn't waste any bars. He didn't waste one syllable.
And then I also am like, okay, so when did you write and record this? Because he was talking about Al Sharpton taking selfies in the mirror, and that's why, like in Family Feud.
Right. He's known for, Jay is known for walking in, no pad, no pencil, just spitting. That's what he's known
for. That's crazy.
Yeah.
A true artiste.
A true artiste. Kind of like from the hip.
Yeah.
Because we got a pen in here, but we're not using it.
Yeah, it's not real. And, I'm like, my notebook right there. Right, and I'm just okay.
And sometimes you might want us to use one, but then you just back up. Just turn us down for a minute when that happens. And then turn us back on.
But no, I thought the production on 444 was really good. Like, okay, so when I found out that No ID did it, I was just like, ooh. Like, I had a newfound appreciation. I was just ooh, yeah. And then the beats, like...
Like Jay-Z said, yo, man, I want the best of whatever you got.
Yes, literally whatever you have, just give it to me, and I'm going to just do what I do.
But only the best of it.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing that you were thinking about giving to Kendrick.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It was just so good. And he just has so many bars in there where I was like, teach these people. Like,
and let's talk about
take your drug money and buy your mama's neighborhood. That's how you rinse it.
It's so quotable.
That's how you rinse it.
Yes.
Sleep.
I'll give you $1 million worth of knowledge for that.
$9.99. Like, this is an investment.
Girl.
A $9.99
investment.
He's trying to teach y'all about that. Not only, y'all don't hear him.
Jay is grown now.
He really is.
He's through Brad.
Literally kill Jay-Z.
Yeah. He's right.
Literally, he's Sean now. Kill Jay-Z.
He's Sean. And I mean, he's like, he is Mr. Carr.
Yeah. And I don't know. The album was just so.
And oh.
It's just so and good.
That OJ song.
Oh my God, I love that song.
And a lot of people, I know some people want to have a knee-jerk reaction to
bash that he was using the N-word.
To bash it, right.
Okay.
But we didn't talk a lot about this because we didn't want to waste it.
We didn't. So let's get into it now.
So let's get into it. Okay. He uses the N-word on this song about 6 times more than Gerard Carmichael used it on his show the other night. Well, he used it 6 times. You do the math. Okay. But
he used it so much, it was the chorus.
But
it was the chorus.
It ended up being the chorus. But like you said, it was purposeful.
It was so purposeful.
If you listen to it, take the emotion, take your knee jerk reaction away from it. He's not glorifying this word.
He's not.
He's showing you
what
it does,
right,
and how it does, and how, I don't know. I brought up to you how Tiger Woods may say he's cobbling Asian all he wants, but when he gets pulled over by the cops, you're and they write down black. His face, you still black.
Still black. And that's like, with the song, I just felt like that's what he was trying to say. And with certain... Right. With certain topics, you have to say things in ways that people are going to get, like, it's going to resonate, right? So the crowd, right. Mm-hmm. So the crowd that he's talking to, he has to speak like that so that they get it.
Because otherwise, they're like, oh, Jay on some highfalutin. Well, they wouldn't say highfalutin, but Jay's on some other type of stuff, you know, is what they would say.
Yeah.
And they it would go over their heads. Sometimes you have to go to where people live.
Yeah, and meet them there.
And meet them there and speak their language.
Lauryn Hill had a quote about that. It's inappropriate. I can't say it. But
no,
she was like,
you can't.
If I got to add it, then I'm going to add it. So I'm get it.
Get it. Exactly. Because if you don't, they're just not people.
It's just not going to resonate.
It's not going to resonate. It's not going to be received. It's not going to be taken in the spirit it was intended.
And I think at the end of the day, he still wants his music to make a change. Like, he still wants people to absorb his music and then use that as a catalyst
like
to change their lives.
He's through bragging. Like, Reasonable Doubt was him announcing the birth of himself as Hova to the world.
Right.
This was him announcing Mr. Carter.
Yeah.
And it's quotable. It's a classic. It's a real classic. But okay, so now we get to unpack. It's a whole lot of Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Like, is that what this episode is about to be? Just maybe. Like unpacking their relationship.
I think so. But there's so much to talk about here. Like, okay, Jimmy Kimmel had the world believing that they had named these babies Bebop and Rocksteady.
What?
And a couple of other fake
names.
Why did
I not see that?
Oh, because. You
because
know
I don't
why?
Pay attention to Jimmy Kimmel.
No,
honestly.
Because, exactly, we not checking for
that's
him.
What I'm saying. Like I said earlier, if it's not on her Instagram.
Yeah,
just not. Like, even when TMZ, and TMZ is beyond reliable.
Yes, they are.
Even when they reported and they were like, yeah, you know, they trademarked these names. Ever like, since, these are the names of the baby.
And that was a month ago.
TMZ be on it.
But see, here's the thing. On Twitter, all these people are saying, doesn't she know that Sir is something else, is meant for, is an honorific or whatever?
Right.
Y'all, this is deeper than that. If you don't know, shut up.
Yeah. Listen. This is literally historical. People have done this for so long.
I'm going to give it on somebody you know. You know Mr. T, you know why he chose to use that as his professional moniker?
Right.
Because that way nobody could ever disrespect him. They could call him whatever expletive,
but if you were calling him his name, you had to put a Mister in front of it.
You had to put a Mister. You ask him his name, he would say Mister period T, because you had to put a Mister in front of
it. Yeah, and historically, that's just been a way for Black people to like demand respect from people of other races. Is like, okay, I'm naming my child Sir, that you have to call him Sir. I'm naming my child Mister. I have a best friend named Mister.
There's this woman I went to college with. Her first name is Miss.
Exactly.
And that was, and I know her father meant that because he's a Blacktivist.
Right.
I know he meant that.
And so it's intentional.
This isn't her playing fast and loose with the language. This is them going, you're going to respect my child. Same with T.I. naming his kid King.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the same thing.
There's a reason that we're giving, that some of us choose to give our children these powerful names that have meaning. My daughter's name is Faith, so it's a daily reminder for not only me, but for the people who have to use her name, you know, that she's grown. Oh my God, what happened? Y'all should have seen this girl's face.
My friend just texted me that she's a part of a class action lawsuit because...
Oh my.
Yeah, she was one of the protesters in Baltimore when that was crazy, so...
Okay.
But you know what? I'm going to put this away because that's an issue that I cannot deal with right now.
Not right now.
I love you, Angelique girl.
Right. So, okay, we've done that. Now, we're going to have to do a quick run through because there are things that we have on our website and things that we've been covering that we know that you need to know about and that
yes, which
we
you
need
probably
to talk
already
about.
Know about. Yeah, the biggest one being Siobhan Randall,
yes,
right?
Yes, because she was not only our news, she was national news and she needed to be.
Yeah. She really deserved to be. It was, if you don't know, it was like this super horrific story of this 13-year-old that was kidnapped and was found, I think, 2 or 3 days later in an mm-hmm. abandoned house.
And you worked on this story.
Yes, I did. I actually did some of the reporting on the eve of July 4th. And we went to the vigil with the family. And I was actually the one that spoke to her aunts. Mm-hmm. The one aunt that I spoke to, Keandra Bradley, she was on the phone with Siobhan right before she went missing. They were on FaceTime. And Siobhan was like, Auntie, let me call you back.
Yes, and I remember got off reading the phone.
It was just crazy to think about it and to be in that vigil space with, you know, yes. the family crying and this community grieving. Like, there were at least 150 people out there at this and, abandoned house that become a memorial.
And if you go by this house at any given moment, there are mothers pulling up with their children.
Right.
I drove by there mistakenly one day because it's near where I live. It's right. in my hood. Right. It's down the street from a school. It's the shadow of the city, the skyline. You yeah. can see in my favorite view of the skyline. It's less than a block away. Right. And there are mothers pulling up with their children to leave candy, to just say her name.
Right. And it was so sad because it really was a case of wrong place, right. wrong time. She wasn't even the person that the men were looking for. And you know, it was really sad because mm-hmm. it was just a 13-year-old, you know, they were talking about how she was so funny and yeah. she was like sort of a tomboy and they never knew what to get her for her birthday right. because, you know, she was a tomboy and she had just turned 13,
yeah.
like at the end of June.
Yeah.
And so it was just a really crazy experience covering that story. My heart really goes out to that family. It saddens me because yeah. I see 13-year-old black girls all the time. You know, like that was once me.
Right. And as a mother of someone who's not too far away from that age.
Right.
I mean, we go home and now, you know, somebody knocks at the door. It's like, don't answer the door.
That was something that the uncle said at the vigil.
Don't answer the door.
He was like, you kids, just let your parents answer the door. You don't go.
And I've told her that before. This isn't new. This is a reality to black people in this city, down the street from you,
right.
live with daily. The fact that they cannot answer their own door. This does me in. And when I go back to my house and I see on every corner around me the same drug activity going on, that the cops roll by and it's just going on.
Right.
You know, something, it saddens me for that part of the city. It saddens me for her. And it saddens me that this is the type of thing we have to have. Not have to happen. This is the only type of thing that makes certain people look that way.
I mean, it disappoints me because the people that are caught up in that game and mm-hmm. in that business should be the only ones in that game and in that business.
Yes.
Like, I was talking to one of my family members about how there used to be, like, rules to it. Like, yeah. you don't just go around snatching anybody.
No.
Like, no. There was a level of respect. And it's just, like, but now
there used to, like all's you said, fair. It used to be rules. And now it's almost as if these kids can't see past the mirror. And they don't see mortality.
Right.
You know? And so there's a bigger problem here. And it's more systemic and almost become institutionalized, and I'm at a loss, and I can't solve it here.
Yeah, it's really hard to even try to come up with solutions.
We were laughing and joking about, you know, Jay-Z earlier, but in his own way, in his artistic way, he's trying to impart some knowledge about that
right.
you need to invest in your own neighborhood if no one else will.
Exactly.
And I think that type of thing will maybe help. But then that's too simplistic too. It's too much we can't solve it. We can just talk about it and hope that, you know,
and hope that eventually we come up with solutions that we can implement.
Come up with solutions.
Yeah. Well, because if you haven't read that story about, Siobhan Randall and Michael Titus, who was the 19-year-old that was yes. also found with her in that abandoned house, then you can go to dallasnews.com and probably just type in Siobhan Randall and there will be a slew of things that you yes. can go read.
And we keep you up to date on, you
definitely
know,
on future stories about the family and different things that may or may not happen soon. So
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully I can come back and say hi to y'all again.
I know. I hope she can too, because we're getting the wrap up from Ben here, our producer, Benjamin Robinson. Ladies and gentlemen, that's me clapping. Yay. I can't really, yeah, we're clapping a little bit because he's awesome, but he has to leave us. Listen. This has been Dawn Burks. And Talisa Johnson is my guest today, and she will be back for From the Hip, a product of the Dallas Morning News. I write about TV, y'all, on GodLive.com. Find out what to watch in July by reading me there. That's, again, GodLive.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Still From the Hip. Follow me on Twitter at Dawn Burks.
Follow me on Twitter at Tylisa Johnson, T-Y-L-I-S-A Johnson.
Yes.
And tweet me.
Yeah.
All the time. I'm really responsive.
We tweet back.
I really do. And I'm not bougie.
And exactly. I might be bad too, but.
Okay. I'm like moderately bougie, but not with like Twitter. Like Twitter, I'll tweet you back. I promise.
Right. We'll do it. But we really, really want to have a conversation with you, and we really, really want you to have one with us.
Yeah. No, thank you for having me on here. I'm really glad that we got to do this.
This has been awesome. Nice. You're coming back.
Oh, I'm ready.
You promise?
I'm ready. I promise.
All right.
I'm making an like on the mic promise. That's how you know it's real. Yes, I didn't just be like,
because
yeah,
you know
I
what I can go
yep
and play
you
it
can
back.
Just send me the clip.
Exactly.
Remember that one time? Right. Yeah, this has been really great, and yeah, we're thankful that you guys listen to us.
We really are. So come back. We're gonna try to make this a weekly joint. See you later.
Okay, bye y'all.
Bye.